Good morning. I think we're ready to get started. It's welcome to the June 24th, 2020 MPO board meeting. Today we're going to do something a little bit different. We normally don't call the roll, but I'm going to ask Mark if he would to call the roll so we can establish the fact that we have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to ask that I'm going to go down the roll by jurisdiction since we have both appointed members and alternates. So I'm going to go down the list of jurisdictions. I'm going to ask the representatives of those jurisdictions when I call the jurisdiction to unmute your audio and state your name and who you represent. First, we have Chatham County Commission.
I'm here as chairman.
Yes. Anyone else representing Chatham County Commission? Perhaps.
Lee Smith said he was going to be delayed.
Lee Smith confirmed, but just checking. Okay, so we don't have Lee yet, but he should be here. Michael Kegler, not here. City of Savannah. Who do we have representing City of Savannah?
Dr. Estella Shabazz.
Thank you, Dr. Shabazz. Who else?
Alderman Nick Palumbo.
Welcome. Anyone else representing City of Savannah? Okay. City of Bloomingdale. Anyone from City of Bloomingdale? Okay, Garden City.
Good morning, Ron Feldner is here for Garden City.
Welcome, Ron. City of Port Wentworth.
Here.
Okay. City of Pooler.
Good morning, this is Tom Hutcherson.
Welcome, Tom. Okay, City of Tybee Island. But they have one seat. So we have two attendees from Pooler. Who is representing Pooler? Okay, Tom Hutcherson.
Yes.
Do we have anyone from City of Tybee Island? Okay, Town of Thunderbolt. Okay, anyone from Town of Thunderbolt? Town of Vernonburg? Effingham County Commission. Who do we have from Effingham County? Teresa, are you there? No one from Effingham. City of Richmond Hill. Scott? Scott Allison, are you there on the call?
Mark, I'm here as staff. Our councilman Ott was supposed to join. He may be having technical issues. I'll find out.
Okay. We're just trying to document the quorum. That's fine. Georgia Department of Transportation.
It's Tom McQueen.
Chatham Area Transit Authority.
Yes, Michael Brown is here from Chatham Area Transit Authority. And I just want to report that at 10:45, I will have to leave the computer. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I'll have to leave the computer portion, but I will call in on my phone. I will still be here, but on the phone.
And Commissioner Jay Jones is also here on behalf of Chatham Area Transit.
And also Bren Dice, planning manager.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
Savannah Airport Commission. George on the call? No. Okay. Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission. Okay, the Coastal Region MPO, Chairman of the Economic Development and Freight Advisory Committee.
Good morning. This is Pam. I'm here.
Good morning, Pam. Okay, the Core MPO Citizens Advisory Committee. Jay Jones. Is he here? Okay. You muted?
Yes, I'm here. I spoke earlier on behalf of Chatham Area Transit. I didn't know that was the authority I was actually representing.
Gotcha. Thank you. let's see, the Core MPO Advisory Committee on Accessible Transportation.
James Aberson's here.
Thank you. So going back to the firm. And Teresa Concannon's here. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Mark. We'll get started with the approval of the agenda. So I move the agenda be approved. Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Mr. Chairman, I think for the next item, would you please state, I mean, whoever made the motion a second, would you please state your name first? Thank you.
Point of order for those attending remotely today, please do state your name. The way we'll handle motions is that we will ask for the person making the motion to unmute, state their name, state their motion, same for seconds. When we vote, you will need to unmute. Then we will first ask for ayes. Once we have the ayes, we will ask if there are any nays or any abstentions in that order. Thank you.
Okay, let's move along with committee reports. First is ACAT.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. We met on Monday. We did have a quorum. We voted to recommend the approval of the amendments to the 2018-2021 TIP and also amendments to the 2021 UPWP. Mr. Chairman, I had some comments on accessibility and the platform we're using. I know it's all new. Would you like me to save those until later in the agenda, or would you like to address those now?
If your comments are coming from your committee, go ahead and state them now.
They are. First of all, the Core MPO staff were great. They jumped through all kind of hoops to allow our deaf member to be able to attend and to have a sign language interpreter. My concerns and the committee's concerns are that when we do these webinars with no video, there's no way for a deaf person from the public to participate. So it limits their public participation because we don't have, even though we had a sign language interpreter for our member, there was no way for the public to see that sign language interpreter. So I'd like for us to try to figure out some way to address that in the future. Once again, I am not slighting the staff at all. They jumped through all kind of hoops to finally allow our member to have an interpreter. But I just wanted to report back on that. I think it's something from an accessibility standpoint we need to look at. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, James. The CAC, Christopher Milton is.
Mr. Chairman, CAC didn't have a quorum, so the meeting was canceled by Christopher.
Okay, thank you. TCC, Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The TCC met last Thursday. They did endorse the TIP amendments that are before you today with the caveat that we do have one project in the city of Savannah, the DeLesseps Avenue project, that the city and their consultant are still trying to get authorized this fiscal year. So we are keeping that in fiscal year 2020. And if they do not get their authorization this between now and August, we will come back most likely in August for a TIP amendment for those funds. TCC also endorsed the amendments to the 2021 UPWP to this board.
That's right, Pam.
I believe EDFAC did not meet.
Okay. All right, Mark, you can continue with the executive director's report.
Not a lot to report right now. Obviously, with the coronavirus pandemic, there's a lot going on in Washington. We are just to say that we probably expect the next relief bill sometime in July. There seems to be some momentum behind that. We also are in a reauthorization year, but we're expecting probably a continuing resolution to get us past September. And that's all I have.
There's no questions of Mark. We'll move to the first action item, and that is the approval of the February 26, 2020 co-MPO board meeting minutes. If everybody had an opportunity to review those, if there are no amendments or changes, I'll entertain a motion at this time that we approve the minutes from the February 26th meeting.
James Averson seconds the motion.
All in favor of the motion, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. The minutes are approved. Next, we'll have the amendments to the FY 2018-2021 TIP. And Ms. Wang,
okay. I will share my screen with you. Basically, by the end of the year, we do the Nimbus TIP amendments. We just check whether the project has met the deadline, met the schedule, there are any cost estimates changes. So we just want to make sure that the information included in the TIP is accurate. So this is one of those. But since we did advertise for a virtual public hearing, so I will just go through the format. As you can see, I will do the presentation, and then we will just open, the chairman will open the public hearing. Hold on, I have to read this. So the MPO, as you know, is responsible for transportation planning in the Savannah region, and the purpose of MPO is to ensure federal spending on transportation for urbanized areas of over 50,000 people occurs through a 3C process involving the public, and wide range of agencies and policymakers. And the TIP is the MPO's short range programming document. And it includes a 4 years program. So all transportation projects must appear in an approved long range plan and then TIP before they may receive federal funds for implementation. And for this amendment, we are checking all the highway and transit implementation status. And then we found out that we need to make changes to 10 highway projects, and I would just go through each one of those individually. And then for the transit, there are some funding not obligated and that need to be moved. And also CAD was awarded several new grants that need to be added. And then also in February 2020, the apportionment and actual apportionment amounts are known to us, so we have to replace those estimates currently included in the TIP with the actual apportionment. So now I'm going through all of this. So the first, let's deal with the highway project. So we have 10. For the first one, the Truman Linear Park Trail Phase 2B project, this is a City of Savannah project. So basically, we're just doing the administrative modification. As you can see, this project currently. Currently, this project has federal dollars allocated to it. It's about $1 million. And then the local will provide the match funds. So this change is just we have a slight increase for the construction cost. It's about $28,000, as you can see, if you compare the current one and then proposed one. So this is basically administrative modification, slight cost increase for the construction phase. And the second one is Project Rain. As you know, this project is going through environmental process right now. This is an amendment because we have fiscal year 2021 for right-of-way phase with the federal dollars, $5.8 million with the local match from the City of Savannah. This adjustment or this amendment is to adjust the right-of-way cost because we have a more updated right-of-way cost. And it used to be like $8 million in total, but now it's like increased by more than $8 million. The problem is the local portion, the increased one will be borne by City of Savannah. When we had the TCC meeting, we got the answer that the City of Savannah actually has the funds to cover this. So this is just a cost estimate increase, but it's significantly. And the third one is also a City of Savannah project. It's the Deloach, De Lesseps Avenue, La Roche. This is the sidewalk improvements. We have some problem with this project. Currently the utility phase in fiscal year 2020, and then because of some communication problem between the city and the GDOT, GDOT wasn't able to program the utility phase into the GDOT system. So the utility phase now has a cost increase. It was $1.6 million. Now it's almost $2.9 million. And so because of that, and this utility phase will be totally paid for by the City of Savannah. And then the project was supposed to be let in by June, and it didn't happen. So now we are shooting for the September letting. So in terms of state fiscal year, that will be in fiscal year 2021. So we're moving the utility phase to 2021. The construction phase, we are also moving to 2021 because there's no way for the funds to be authorized by June 30th. The problem with this project is it has both Z230 and Z30M funds allocated to it. And then we have to balance each year for the federal dollars. If you cannot use the money in fiscal 2020, so you have to relinquish that funds. But we had a TCC meeting, and after TCC meeting, we had a meeting between the City of Savannah, between GDOT and then MPO. So we're trying to figure out how to deal with this. So this is what we got. So currently we are requesting to move the federal dollars Z230 and Z31 to fiscal year 2021 with the construction phase. But the caveat is City of Savannah has to meet all of the deadlines to ensure the funds can be authorized by September 30th. So if that happens in August, we will have to, City of Savannah has to relinquish all these funds. And then we will reallocate those funds. So right now we are working with the City of Savannah to make sure, because the MPO is trying to do whatever we can do. So we need to send the letter, revise the letter to GDOT to say, okay, we will send you like environmental certification, all those package to GDOT today. Actually, this is the first deadline. So if City of Savannah cannot even meet today's deadline, I think we will have problem with this. But for now, we will process the amendment with the expectation that the Z230 and 30M funds will be moved to fiscal 2021 with the construction phase. And then we will try to meet all those deadlines. And then the number four for highway project is Brampton Road Connector. Basically, we're just doing the cost estimates adjustment for the construction phase. As you can see, it's still in 2021, but the increase is more than $5 million. And then for the utility phase, the increase is more than $8 million. So more than $2 million is a TIF amendment. So we're amending the cost estimate for utility phase and construction phase in 2021. Effingham Parkway, number five, Effingham Parkway, the construction, we are moving to longer range. I show over here to long range currently in 2021. Long range basically means out of the 2021, might be 2022 or 2023. There's a significant cost increase for the construction phase. Utility phase, there's a tiny cost increase that you can see from $600,000 to $650,000, but the construction phase, the local portion moved from $3.6 million to almost $12 million. So this is a significant increase. So we're basically adjust the cost estimate and moving the construction to longer range. For the Ogeechee Road widening project, there's also significant cost increase for construction and utility phase. Construction increases almost like $9 million from 16 jumped to $25 million. So the increase is $9 million. The utility phase, the jump is like $2.5 million. So from less than half a million to $3.1 million. We're also moving the project into long range because the funds cannot be authorized probably. And then the next one, the US 80 bridges replacement. Currently we have the right of way in fiscal year 2020, and we know it's not going to make it. And GDOT is trying to, last time I heard the GDOT is trying to split this project into three different sections. So they need further, they need a little bit more money to study the possibilities and the environmental. So we are adding a new PE phase in fiscal year 2021, about $1 million, all state funded. And then this project, the right of way phase will have to be moved into later years. We don't know, maybe 22, 23, 24. It's just based on how GDOT divides that project into the three different sections. As you may remember, we did the call for project for HIP funds, Z230 funds, 30 funds. And for the HIP funds, this project actually, Type Island actually applied for the HIP funds. They actually tied with the Chatham County project as number one. But they didn't need the funds in fiscal 2021, so they would need the HIP funds in later years. So we probably award the HIP funds to this project in later years. That's why you see the right way, even if it's moving to long range, it still shows as HIP and HIP funds and the local funds together. And then the number eight is the I-16 at the Jimmy Deloach interchange improvements. You may remember that when we adopted our 2040 mobility plan. We were still doing the study for the I-16 at Jimmy Deloach interchange, and there were several study recommendations. So the study was done. The recommendations are ready to be moved on to into project implementation. Chatham County actually applied for the HIP funds for this one and then got ranked as number one. So we decided to, TCC recommended that we award the HIP funds to fiscal year 2021 to start the project development. So the total funds is about $2.4 million or so. The HIP portion, the federal portion, is $1.92 million. And the next one is a Garden City project. It's a Priscilla Thomas Way signalization project. And Garden City also applied for the HIP funds. And this project is consistent with operational improvements with the Mobility 2045. So TCC recommended that we help start the project with awarding the HIP funds in 2021. It's about $200,000, and Garden City will provide the local match of $50,000. And the last one, GDOT is trying to do a ITS project on I-95. So our portion would be for Chatham County and Bryan County. And the total cost for the preliminary engineering phase is $165,000. And then the construction is $7.8 million. So the construction will be in the longer range, but we need to program the PE phase into fiscal year 2021. And it will be Z001 funds. So it's all federal and state. So these are the 10 highway transit, highway TIF amendments. If you have any questions, and we can just hold until I finish this transit portion. So I'll just go through each. Any questions at this point? Okay.
Yes. I have a question. I have some questions, Chairman.
Who is talking, please?
It's Dr. Shabazz.
Okay, Dr. Shabazz. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Chairman, can I ask my questions at this time?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. In reference to the Ogeechee Road Victory Drive project, you stated that funds cannot be authorized, and what perked my conscience when you said that this project may have to be moved or is going to be moved into long range plan. Well, what is that?
Yeah. In currently this is I'm putting this project on the screen. So this project, the right-of-way, they're still acquiring right-of-way, and the final design is also ongoing. So this project is not ready to be let by the end of June 30th of 2021. So it probably will be ready in 2022 or 2023. So, but now just we know it's not going to be ready in 2021. And our current TIP covers 2018 to 2021. So 2021 is the last year. So if it cannot make 2021, we need to move it to its appropriate year. It might be 2022 or 2023. It shows long range over here. It just basically means it's after 2021.
Okay, that's good enough. The lesser project, I need to ask, you were talking about deadlines and even deadlines to that today is a deadline.
Yeah, today is one of the deadlines. It's just we will request the federal dollars to be moved with the project in fiscal 2021. But GDOT says, okay, if you can meet all these deadlines, we will give you concurrence on that. So that means the city of Savannah is not going to lose the federal dollars if you meet all those deadlines. One of the deadlines today, I'm just going to show you this, because you need to set all environmental certifications, final field plan review packet, and the re-evaluation to GDOT project manager today. This is the first deadline that you have to meet. So, okay, and there are also...
Mr. Chairman, I believe that our assistant city manager is on this webinar, and my concern is, or if I can address him, assistant city manager Heath Lloyd, if we're going to meet these deadlines so we can move forward with the DeLessa project. That's my concern, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Am I unmuted? Hello? Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is a little bit new to me. So sorry, I apologize. Yes, Mayor Pro Tem, I am certainly following the conversation. In fact, I'm reaching out right now to confirm that we can meet the deadline for DeLessa's. I believe the answer is yes, but I have Mr. Barry Stanton that I need to reach out to, him and Steve Henry, to get a confirmation. But I certainly echo your concern and know that the deadline is today. So I will get you an answer shortly.
Heath, I'm here.
Oh, there's and I have Mr. Leon Davenport. Leon, can you speak to where we are on the lessons?
Yes, the deadlines that we have to meet, the consultant has to put out the plans by close of business today. And we've been working with the project manager to get those to him. I've been assured those plans will hit their desk today. That is, like what I could have just said a minute ago, is the first step. We still have some hurdles to get through. And in essence, at the end of the day, Dr. Shabazz, what we're trying to make sure is that we authorize construction on this project by September. We're trying to get that done before the new TIP is approved. That's the deadlines that we have. Originally, this project was supposed to be let in June of this year, and the plans did not get to the state and the PM and the timeline they should have. The right-of-way has been acquired, the entire project. That's been submitted to the state for certification, as well as city staff is working towards getting reimbursement that was planned or programmed for that project as well. So we're moving along with a few other pieces. This is just the last hurdle we have to get through, and we'll continue to move it along and make sure that we hopefully do not lose the funding that we've got programmed in this fiscal year.
Thank you, and thank you.
Okay. Ms. Wang, we didn't advertise a public hearing on this, did we?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We probably, I think, can we finish my presentation and then we can just go to the public hearing then? So if no further questions for the highway section, I will just move on to the transit section. So I will just go over all the transit programs, each by one by one. So for the section 5307, the 2020 funds have been obligated, but we need to move some changes to fiscal 20. Oh, this is the wrong one, sorry. Should be this one. Yeah, so as you can see, I highlighted the 2021 with red because in current year, in fiscal 2021, this $1.4 million, all these dollars, those are estimates. When we developed the TIP in fiscal 2017, we have 2018 to 2019, 2020, 2021 estimates. So now, since February, FTA have actually awarded or announced the actual apportionment for fiscal 2021. So we just have to replace all these estimates with the updated cost actual apportionment for 5307. And for 5307H, basically, as you can see, this is $3.2 million in fiscal 2021. Those funds didn't get obligated. So we have to move that funds into fiscal 2021 and move it here from 2020 to 2021. And also CAD got awarded some additional funds, about $1.6 million. And before they can apply for the funds through the FTA system, we have to make sure that awarded amount is included in the TIP. So it would be a checkbox for FTA before when CAD applies for the funds, they will say, okay, it's in the TIP, it's check, meet all these requirements. So we want to make sure. So we add that newly awarded funds, $1.6 million. For section 5337 program, basically the fiscal year 2020, these funds haven't been obligated, so they need to be moved into fiscal 2021 so that CAD can start to apply for them and use them. And also the 2021 amount, this is estimates. So, and this is the apportionment plus the funds moved from fiscal 2021. So basically there are two things over here. We are moving the 2020 funds into fiscal 2021, and then we are correct the estimates in original 2021 with the actual apportionment. For section 5339, it's the same thing. So if you have seen this $1.5 million, it hasn't been obligated, so we have to move that to fiscal 2021. And also, we have actually, this is the estimate and this is the actual apportionment. So we just do the same thing. And then 5339 program, as you can see, yes, 2020 funds haven't been obligated, and then we need to move those. And this is also like low emission. CAD also received a low emission funding award, and those funds have to be included in the TIP as well before CAD can apply for them. So you see this $7.7 million over here includes the funds, the newly awarded funds, plus the funds moved from fiscal 2020. And then the next one, the Federal Highway Administration ferry boat formula program. Whatever we have over here in 2020, that includes the previous years like 2013, 2014, 2015 dollars, all the way to 2017, 2018, 2019. But the problem is, I think CAD probably didn't apply for the funds in a timely fashion. So we lost some of those funds. So some of those funds got lapsed. So you can see in the current TIP, we have $1.7 million. But since CAD lost some of the funds, we want to make sure they don't lose the rest of the funds. So whatever available funds right now, we have to put into fiscal 2021. That's $660,000 over here. So I've talked with Terry. So CAD is going to apply for these funds immediately after we approve the TIP amendments. And then AMS301, these are the flexed funds that we use, the AMS301 funds from Federal Highway Administration with flex to FTA, but CAD didn't apply for those. They didn't get the funds yet. So we have to move the funds into fiscal 2021. This is the point I probably really want to like a pressure CAD that you really need to apply for these funds. We gave them to you, you need to utilize them. You need to like do it quickly. So we don't have to do this constant TIP amendments. The M230 is the same way. So they didn't apply for the funds in fiscal 2020, or funds didn't get obligated in fiscal 2020. So we have to move them into 2021. And then the last one, another part, the Z234 vehicle infrastructure and ITS, the same thing, that we have to move the funds from 2020 to 2021. So at this point, like I said, I really pressure CAD to start the funding application process so we don't have to do this constant TIP amendments. So those would be the all the highway and the transit proposed TIP amendments. And we can probably just open the public hearing now, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, there's no one present in the meeting room, so I want to see if anyone has joined us during the webinar to wish to make any comments. So the meeting is now open for public hearing.
Mr. Chairman, we did receive some written comments on the TIP amendments. If we don't have any public present, so I just want to report to you on the comments we received. We received comments from Jill Hickson. She is in supporting of all the bicycle and pedestrian accommodations on De Lesseps Avenue, US 80 bridges replacement, and then I think on the Ogeechee Road widening. And then we received another comment from George Fiddler. Regarding the US 80 bridges replacement, I think he wanted like four lane widening instead of the just a bridge replacement. But we did talk at the TCC, and then I think Pam Bernard actually explained to him what the cross section would look like. So it should be able to accommodate the four lane when there's an accident or something. So he's satisfied with that.
If there are any other members of the public that would like to comment, please raise your hand in the control pod.
Seeing or hearing none, I would declare the public hearing now closed. Now we do need a motion on this to approve. So is there a motion?
Make a motion. This is Dr. Shabazz to close the hearing.
Motion was by Alderwoman Shabazz. Is there a second?
This is James Aberson. I'll second.
Properly move and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries. The next item is the TIP amendment staff report amendment to fiscal year 2021. And Ms. Wang, you going to talk about that as well?
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for approving the TIP amendment. So now we're moving to the amendments to the fiscal 2021 UPWP. So there are basically only two items. As you may remember, we applied for the federal dollars discretionary PL discretionary funds for the State Route 21 Access Management Study to be sponsored by Garden City. When we developed this UPWP, we actually include that study into the unfunded section because we adopted the UPWP in February and we applied for the funds in March. And then in March, we got the funds. So now we have to move that study from the unfunded section to the funded section of the UPWP. And this is one action. Another action is in May we received a new study request from Chatham County for State Route 307 corridor study. So they want to find out what kind of improvements we need on State Route 307 from State Route 25, basically like George Post Authority, the gate all the way to Ogeechee Road. We are trying to apply for the federal dollars or federal planning grant for this study in September. So according to the Federal Highway Administration, we need to talk about this study at least two meetings. So we had a meeting in June, and then we will have a meeting in August. And then if the board approves that, and we will apply for the funds. And if we receive the funds, and then we will do another amendment to move this study from the unfunded section to the funded section. At this meeting, we would just request to add this study to the unfunded section. So I will just show you the details over here. So basically, just two changes. This is the first change. So this is the funded section for strategic transportation studies. So we add in this section the State Route 21 Access Management Study, and the Garden City will be the project manager. They will provide the local match of $30,000, and we did get the federal grant of $120,000. So we're adding this study information into the funded section. And then update the table over here. And then this is the State Route 307 corridor study. So we add that into the illustrative study, this unfunded section. I think the most important thing for us now is to update this table to at least include this State Route 21 Access Management Study, because GDOT will execute a contract with the MPO for the next fiscal year, which starts July the 1st. So they will use this table to develop the PL planning contract. So we just have to make sure this information included in this table is accurate so that GDOT can start to prepare their contract. So this is the presentation. It's pretty short, just to basically move one study funded from unfunded section to the funded section. And then the second one is to add a new study to the unfunded section. Any questions?
Any questions of Ms. Wang? Hearing none. Did we advertise this for a public hearing as well?
No. This doesn't need to be having a public hearing. No.
Okay. Then all we need is a motion to approve.
Yes.
Is there a motion?
This is James Averson. Move to approve.
Pamela Bernard, second.
Properly move and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed, no.
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I've put the resolution for the UPW amendment on your desk.
Yes, I'm aware of it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is there no other business? We're going to move to status reports. And the first is the congestion management process update. And Ms. Stephanie Rossi will speak to that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Get my presentation up. I just wanted to give a quick presentation on the congestion management process. The last one we did was in 2017. And the congestion management process is information that feeds into the long-range plan development. So the one we did in 2017 fed into our development of Mobility 2045. We're now starting to kick off the congestion management process for what would be this information that would be feeding into our next plan update in a couple of years. Just a quick reminder what a congestion management process is. This is one of the requirements, federal requirements that an MPO of our size must develop. And the process is sort of reiterative. we initially developed regional objectives. We define a network that we're going to evaluate. So we look at the roadway network and the multimodal network and define what will be part of this congestion management network. And then develop performance measures. We collect the data and then analyze what we're finding to then look at identifying strategies to help mitigate congestion and the issues that we're seeing based on the data we collect. And then part of the feedback loop is that we then go and evaluate the strategy effectiveness and kind of start the process all over again. So we'll have an opportunity to look back at the 2017 and previous CMP reports that we've put together, look at, see what strategies have been effective or have actually been implemented and how they've been functioning. And then look at what could be some potential strategies for the next plan update. I have been kicking this process off, looking for members to be serving in a working group. The working group would be helping, assisting with defining the network, these performance measures I referenced, reviewing data, determining any gaps we find in, or that we see in the data, and then helping to identify strategies. I'll primarily be working with the TCC and report back to the MPO just with highlight clips of what we've been working on. And just a quick look at the schedule. This will be how I have the schedule laid out right now. I have us completing this project, this update, by October 2021. That's what I had. It was really just a quick introduction to what we're going to be kicking off. So if anyone has any questions, please let me know or contact me through email or give me a call.
Anybody have any questions?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Next, we'll have the FY 2020 UPWP budget amendments. And Ms. Wang, you're going to handle that?
I need to unmute myself. Okay. So we are approaching the end of fiscal year 2020. And the fiscal year 2020 UPWP covers July of last year until the June 30th of this year. So this is the end of the year. And then we did the budget adjustment for both the planning grant and the transit planning grant. So basically, the total amount didn't change. We were just moving money between the tasks. For example, for the transit, this might be easier to explain because when we developed the UPWP last year, actually 2 years ago, we assumed that we would have a new TIP, but actually we didn't have a new TIP. So just to do the TIP amendments takes less time. It wouldn't need that much budget. So we are moving some of the money from the transit improvement program to paratransit transit planning, because we know that we have to cover the remix and we have a lot of coordination with CAD. So this is just based on what we have. So we're just making adjustments. The highway is the same thing. For example, we know that we don't need that much money in the TIP. But we need money to like cover the virtual meetings and operation administration, and we will have some new equipment and supplies. So we're just moving the money around. So we did request the budget adjustments, and GDOT Planning Office approved the PL budget adjustment, and GDOT Intermodal Office approved or gave us concurrence on the TR budget adjustment. So we just need to make corrections to the current UPWP for under each program. So you have the original amount, you have the adjusted amount, and then we have all this is the table that GDOT, both the planning office and intermodal office, will look at before they close out the contract for fiscal year 2020. So they will say, okay, this is the adjusted amount, and this is matches this, matches that. So this is just a housekeeping item, basically, just for your information. That's it. Any questions?
Any questions, Ms. Wang? Here, and then the next item is to award Okay. Discretion planning funds for State Route 21 access management study in Garden City. And Mark, you're going to talk about this.
I believe that Wicota has largely covered this. This was an award that was officially made a project by GeorgiaDOT by notice of a letter on May 27th to the MPO. This was subsequent to our funding request earlier in the spring and the approval of the Georgia PL Funds Review Committee on March 30th. The planning study requested by Garden City was submitted as part of our fall 2019 call for plans and studies. So at the TCC, we did form a working subcommittee to work on the study. We're now working on the RFP package for that. In order to expedite the other corridor study that's been requested, the 307 corridor study, we are also working simultaneously to put together a similar package for that, although the funding approval will be pending this fall. That's all I have to report. It's just an information item.
Okay. Any questions of Mark? If not, we'll move to informational reports. And first up is GDOT.
Julie, probably need to switch to my screen again because I have the GDOT report.
So it's up. This is Tom Queen. Byron has a conflict. Normally you see Byron get up and present this from the district. I can kind of go through some high level stuff. Unless somebody's folks just don't have any questions and say, you know, anything they do and what follow up, I'll ask staff to go ahead and write it down and help get the details from Byron when he returns. First one on the list, let me see what you guys see on your screen. Project number, on the left hand column, it says project number. So that's what I'll refer to kind of keep going. Project number one is the Ogeechee. And as we talked about earlier, the right of way is continuing. It's at 30% right now. If you're curious, the project, there's a question earlier about when it would shift. It's looking like it will shift to FY22 from 21. So that's very reasonable. Project number two, Effingham Parkway. Again, the construction is out past the tip years, but activity continues. Right away is being acquired right now. About 75% of that has been acquired so far. Project number three, which was the BSA to Tybee, and staff correctly reported that GDOT's in the process of looking at splitting those projects into three. The three would be, you know, two bridges. One of those would each be a project, and then the roadway section. That'll allow us to expedite parts of the project as opposed to waiting for the entire project, which involves a lot of the environmental plus the funding. So you can kind of start at it and take little bites at it as opposed to waiting for it. So information for that will be given to staff in the next week or so to work on the update of the FY 21 through 24 tip that the staff will present the draft of that in August, I believe. And that will have the details of how these projects are going to be broken out. Let me see if I've got anything else active on here. Brampton Road Connector. And let's see if my numbering's messed up. I apologize for.
It's number four.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, jump in for me. The right of way for that is continuing. It's at 25%. DeLesseps, which I think you said is number project five. We've talked about that. Six and seven are the I-16 and I-95 widening, or the I-16 widening with the accompanying I-16-95 reconstruction. And of course, that one is a unique project. It's called design build, where they're doing clearing and grubbing. You know, out there, you've probably seen activity out there now. So they can start doing that clearing and also while they can finalize the plan. So design builds run that way. They kind of concurrently do multiple things at once. That's still scheduled for substantial completion in summer of 22. Item number eight is the interchange at Dean Forest on I-16. And that's project that will put in a diverging diamond interchange, similar to the what you see at State Route 21 at I-95, also known as Exit 109. So that kind of appearance that you see there will be at I-16 307. That one was late last fall. The costs came in too high. We rejected it. We re-advertised it in June, and were successful with a much better cost, and we accepted it. And I believe it was Reeves Construction that the project was awarded to. So it'll be several months for the paperwork to get that started before you actually see things happening. But it's good news that we've got a contractor chosen. Is there anything else active? So I scroll down. I think that's the big stuff. If anybody sees anything, let me know. I'll flip over to, let me see if you got on the screen, the active construction projects. Thank you, you got that. And the West Bay, first one is the West Bay project. As y'all know, if you've driven out, it's open to traffic. We haven't closed out because we're kind of like in punch list mode, making sure any corrective actions needed before the final inspection. So before we close that out, which is typical. The Jimmy DeLoach, item number two at US 80, and the Jimmy DeLoach Parkway Extension. Stage two construction has begun. Stage two construction has begun. The railroad, the Highway 80, and the Little Ogeechee River bridge work is ongoing. Embankment placing is happening. So it's on schedule. Number three, and again, some of these on the county report, if I steal your thunder, stop me, probably on number three with Islands Expressway. Contractors installing the deck pans and preparing to perform stage two post-tensioning, working on the bridge extension and the MSC, the MSC walls. Number four is the 144 widening. Stage two construction is ongoing, installing sidewalk and paving, and traffic has shifted onto the stage one construction, so that's going well. Item number five, traffic signals at all nine locations have been activated and performing a 30-day test. And I can get the details on those locations. I think if you can see in general where those are at, but if you have questions, me or staff know we can get it. There's anything else on these? Maybe the number seven is the roundabout at I-95 and SR 144. They're working on the utility relocations and storm drains right now. Traffic's been shifted onto the stage one construction. I think that's the biggest. If anybody has any questions, I might be able to help, or if I'll ask staff to help write them down, and we'll get more details if you need them. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions? Hearing none. Pam, are you going to handle Chatham County?
Yes, sir, I can.
Yep. Your report should be on the screen.
Yep, that's it. Pre-construction projects. Let me know if you have any specific questions. We're still working on all of these. State Route 21 at Pipe Makers Canal, I'm hoping to get that out later this year. Quaco Road widening and Little Neck reconstruction. Those projects will probably go out sometime next year. And then the others we're just working on. I don't know exactly the time frame on those. And the projects under construction, both the Truman Linear Park Trail and Benton Boulevard Extension are ongoing and on schedule to be complete around September this year. The Johnny Mercer Corridor Improvement Project is substantially complete now and in punch list. The Quaco at 17 Intersection Improvement Project had some utility delays, so it's supposed to be complete now, but it probably won't be complete until around September or October. And then the Veterans Parkway resurfacing is complete. That's all I've got right now. Is there any questions on any of those? Thank you.
Effingham County, there was no one on the roll call, but is there anyone there to make a report? City of Savannah.
Nothing to report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Richmond Hill.
Mr. Chairman, hey, this is Scott Allison, Assistant City Manager. All of our projects are currently under construction. As Tom mentioned, the GDOT report, progress is being made at the 95-144 interchange and the 144 widening. We also have our exit 82 under construction. You can see that as you're driving 95 south of I-16. And we are building a connector road from that interchange to a major arterial that we have in town on Harris Trail to try to connect people from this area of the city to the new interchange. All of these are expected, you know, fall 20, spring 21, all ongoing. You know, it's our orange barrels of progress here in South Bryan County, Richmond Hill. That's all I have.
Thank you. What about Pooler?
This is Tom Hutcherson for Pooler. Don't have anything to report at this time.
Okay. Garden City?
Nothing to report at this time, sir.
Thank you. We didn't hear anyone on the roll call from Port Wentworth, but is anyone here? I came in late. Tybee Allen. Bloomingdale. Thunderbolt of Vernonburg.
Yeah, a lot of responses there.
Was it anybody here from Thunderbolt or Vernonburg? If not, Chatham Area Transit Authority.
This is Bren Dice. We are back to almost full service with added safety precautions here at CAT. We are still keeping the safety of customers and staff as our main priority. All along, our admin staff has been working on grants and finance and such. And we are working in trams, almost ready on many of our ongoing grants, which is exciting. Our West End Dock project, the FTA has said there is no indirect or direct adverse impact. And so now it is in SHPO's hands, and we have about a 30-day wait for that at max. And we are excited to have, the board has hired a new CEO, Mrs. Bakara Saunderson Malden. She will start with us next week and are excited about that. And also excited that we received that $1.87 million in the LONO grant cycle. So we'll be able to purchase 3 new electric buses with that. That's it for us.
Okay. Any questions? I didn't hear on the roll call. Was anybody from the Georgia Ports Authority on? Savannah Airport Commission? Hinesville Area MPO.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Jeff Rickettson. I'm the executive director of the Hinesville MPO. I've got a couple things to report. One, we are winding down with our metropolitan transportation plan and should have that available for public review in the next month or two and have it adopted by the fall. The other thing, I'm very happy to report that the voters of Liberty County and Long County both approved their respective T-SPLOST, and we're looking forward to getting started on some of those projects in the next few months. That's all I have, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here. Is there any questions? Okay. What about the Low Country? Jen is not. Okay. And well, that concludes the verbal reports. And then we have the next item was the GDOT District 5 and Chatham County Project Status Reports.
Okay. I think we just covered those informational reports.
Okay. And and we've pretty much covered the Chatham SPLASH status update as well, haven't we? Okay. Any other comments from any non-member of the board? Any public comments? No hands raised. Hearing none. The next core MPO board meeting will be Wednesday, August the 26th. At 10 a.m. and unless something drastically changed, we'll be doing it virtually. So and for reference, there are some non-agenda items, memorandum of understanding for the Chatham Area Transit Authority fiscal year 2020 and the June 20th Memorandum of Understanding Staff Report, Administrative Modifications and TIP Administrative Modifications and TIP Fund Movement Request and TIP Funding Request, GDOT Project Status Reports and Project Status Update. And with that, those are informational items. With that, if there's nothing else to come before the board, we'll stand adjourned. And thank you all for participating.